It's Marketplace Tech for December 18th. I'm Ben Johnson in New York. BlackBerry has had quite a few Hail Marys since being nudged into the shadows of the smartphone market by Apple, Samsung, and others. The company's more recent moves have focused on selling its secure messaging software and the brand new Priv phone. It's less than a month old, and it runs on the Android operating system. A big change for users. Is it a plan that's working? Marketplace's Sally Herships digs in as we anticipate the company's latest earnings report.
Word is BlackBerry's new Priv is selling well at Walmart. Verizon's website says the Priv is coming soon, but at the Verizon store across from my office, it hasn't made much of an impression yet.
Believe it or not, no, you're actually the first customer.
The first to even ask about it. Danielle Casagrande says she's never even heard of the Priv.
I Googled it to make sure that it was a real phone.
Not what BlackBerry wants to hear. The Priv may be just the latest in a long line of flops.
Every one of them was supposed to save the company. They didn't.
Jeff Kagan is a tech analyst.
And I'm afraid that this is not going to save the company either.
The Android system will give Priv users access to a million apps. But telecom analyst Roger Entner says when it comes to BlackBerry and apps, you need to think Neil Armstrong.
It's a giant leap for BlackBerry, but a small step for mankind.
Entner says customers can't seem to step past Samsung and Apple. In New York, I'm Sally Herships for Marketplace.
News came this week that for the first time, the Securities and Exchange Commission is allowing companies to issue stock using the technology behind Bitcoin. The first to sell shares will be Overstock.com, which, as you may remember, was the first retailer to accept Bitcoins. Nathaniel Popper is the author of Digital Gold, Bitcoin, and the Inside Story of the Misfits and Millionaires Trying to Reinvent Money.
There is this network on which Bitcoins run, and the basis of that network is a kind of spreadsheet on which every Bitcoin and every Bitcoin transaction is recorded.
That network is, as you may have heard, called the blockchain. Its big advantage? Speed.
As email allowed people to send messages to each other directly without going through the post office, the blockchain allows people to trade things between each other without going through a middleman like a bank or a stock exchange.
Stock exchanges like the NASDAQ are considering using the blockchain themselves. Just yesterday, IBM, Wells Fargo, and the London Stock Exchange Group all signed up to work with open source software organization the Linux Foundation to build out computer tools on top of the network to expand and speed up monetary transactions between businesses. Marketplace Tech is listener-supported. To keep our coverage relevant and awesome, please make a tax-deductible gift to Marketplace today. Your gift in any amount counts twice, thanks to a dollar-for-dollar match from the Candida Fund. Help us keep you up to date and well-informed wherever you are. Donate at marketplace.org by December 31st. It's Silicon Valley time. Adi Ignatius is the editor-in-chief of Harvard Business Review. Adi, you ready to play the game where we try to stump each other with numbers from the week's tech news?
Yeah, let's do it.
17 cents.
Let's see. That's, what Pandora and other streaming services will pay as a royalty rate to performers.
Yes, well done, sir. It's actually 17 cents per 100 plays that internet radio operators will have to pay as royalties for ad-supported streaming. That's up 21% from 14 cents right now. All right, what do you got for me?
All right, this is a little self-serving, but the number is 87.
87 out of 100 CEOs worth more than $1 million read Harvard Business Review.
I will give you significant credit for that. Last year, Jeff Bezos of Amazon finished number one in the Harvard Business Review ranking of the top performing CEOs. This year, he fell to number 87.
Ah, why did he fall?
In the past, we were looking only at financial data, total shareholder return numbers. And this year, we decided to include, you know, a more complex formula, you know, environment, social governance. And when you look at those things, Amazon ranks not very well.
Fair enough. All right, I got another number for you. $56 million. I got another money amount.
Well, I was thinking maybe how much Star Wars The Force Awakens will make per second, but that's probably high.
You might not be far off. The answer I'm actually looking for is the amount of money the FAA believes it will cost to operate the drone registration system through 2020. So this is, of course, this new system that's going to require everybody who owns a drone between 0.55 pounds and 55 pounds to actually register it with the federal government. All right, what do you got for me?
Okay, this is a little less obscure. $7 million.
I got nothing. It's a bad day for me. I got nothing.
This is the alleged cost of the Yahoo Roaring Twenties holiday party that Marissa Mayer is getting so much heat for.
Oh, the holiday party, yep. Yes.
Google, everybody, you know, people spend that much money on parties in Davos and Silicon Valley and elsewhere. It's normally not a big deal, but when it fits a sort of negative narrative and a business leader perhaps circling the drain, it can be, you know, it's like Kozlowski and his shower curtains or something like that. It strikes a chord and becomes what you remember.
I think the word is optics, right?
Bad optics, yeah.
Adi Ignatius is editor-in-chief of Harvard Business Review. Adi, thank you very much for playing along.
Okay. Thank you, Ben.
And we've been playing you bits and bobs from our Codebreaker podcast. This week's episode is all about going viral online. Here are some thoughts on going viral from Slate writer Amanda Hess.
The idea of going viral is that something that used to be contained to a smaller group of people has now contaminated a much larger group of people. When I learned that Lena Dunham has someone who tweets for her, that made me realize that if a celebrity is paying someone to be on Twitter, like if a rich person will pay someone else to do it, it's probably not like a totally fun thing to do.
I still tweet for myself, by the way. I'm at The Brock Johnson. You can find more. Just search for Codebreaker on iTunes, in your podcast app, or at codebreaker.codes. I'm Ben Johnson, and that's Marketplace Tech. This is APM.